Hey, buddy. I'm home. Man, what a day. I tell you, everybody who's afraid of hell should just spend one afternoon trying to commute with the city's public transit. Hell is a summer holiday compared to that. Believe me. Gosh, I need to get out of my shoes. This stupid dress code. I don't get why I can't wear sneakers to the office. I mean, it's not like customers could see my feet behind my desk, right? Oh, you already made dinner? You're the best. What would I even do without you? Come here. Oh. Hey, what is it? It was just a hug, and no need to. Oh, okay. Can we talk about this? I mean, you always do that when I try to hug you. You kind of shrink away like you were scared that I would, I don't know, burn you or something. Is it because I'm a succubus? I mean, you know that I was a succubus when I moved in with you, so. Hey, look at me. Yeah, we have to talk about it now. Dinner can wait, it's okay. Wait, is that lasagna that I smell? Oh, we can talk about this over dinner. Yeah. Okay, so. You know that I am a succubus. First of all, it's really cool that you're okay with that, of course. Many people just get weirded out because of the horns and the tail and the, you know, the stereotypes, so it's really cool that you're okay with it, actually. And you never try to take advantage of me. You wouldn't believe how many people out there seem to think that just because you're a succubus, you would just senselessly throw yourself at anything that. Well, never mind. You're a really great roommate. I mean, you're tidy, and you pay your rent on time, and you're funny, and you can cook. Yeah. Were it not for you, I'd probably be feeding on microwavables all day. Okay, back to the topic. So, I am a succubus, and as you know, we succubi feed on, well, physical affection. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love lasagna as much as the next guy, but. Every now and then, I also need some hugs and cuddles and other things, you know? A bit more than that. And, well, to be absolutely honest with you, when I first moved in with you, I had hoped that you could help me, you know, to supplement my diet. If you catch my drift. Oh, I do. I love your cooking. Your spaghetti are awesome. But that's not exactly what I meant. So, you apparently have some sort of problem, and that's a problem for me because, again, I'm a succubus and. Every now and then I get hungry. Like the other kind of hungry. Like spaghetti is not enough kind of hungry. Not even your spaghetti, and that says something because it's so good. No, I need to focus. So, what is your problem? Come on. You know exactly what I mean. Every time I hug you, you shrink away. Every time that I try to snuggle up to you on the couch, you move away. And that one time where your back hurt and I offered you a massage, you looked at me like a deer staring into the headlights of a pickup truck. I was already starting to worry that maybe you simply don't like me. But then again, you're always so helpful and you cheer me up when I had a bad day at work. You listen to me when I rant about what an awful jerk my boss is. And you cook for me. So, I take it that you don't dislike me. No objections so far? Good. But every time that I try to snuggle you a bit, you just block me and I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, you don't have a girlfriend that could get jealous of me, and you know that I'm not trying to get your soul. I mean, for real now. Look around. There's like 7 billion people on this planet right now, right? Talk about inflation. The market value of a soul has tanked. Do you think I'd be doing my job if buying souls was still a viable option? No way. Well, anyways. Why is it that you like me, but you also apparently don't like me being affectionate to you? Come on. Of course it is that simple. I give you a back rub, you like it. I like it, I get fed. Super simple. Or, if you prefer, you could give me a back rub. It works for me either way. Don't be shy. How about we first start with something simple, like hugging you? Oh, don't give me that. You liked it. Don't deny it. I could taste that you liked it. Yeah, I could. And it tasted really nice. Like, I could get used to that nice. Like, 3 proper meals a day nice. Really. You taste even better than your spaghetti, and that is the biggest compliment that I can give. So, can we please talk about this? I could taste that you really like the hug. Frankly, it tasted like you were just as hungry for them as I am, if I am any judge, but there's some sort of aftertaste, like, no offense, but I feel like you were afraid of my hugs, and I don't get it. I mean, you know me. We are roomies, right? We're friends. It kind of hurts me that apparently my favorite human is scared of me. You are not scared of me? Okay, but then what is it? Are you scared of hugs? Oh, just my hugs? Or hugs in general? Oh, whoa, wait. Are you alright? Can I... Listen, I would really like to give you a hug right now. Not just because I'm hungry, but because you look like you could really use one. I won't do it if you don't want to, of course. What? No. I'm not doing it out of pity. Is this what you thought this was all about? I mean, right now I want to cuddle you because you seem really down, but in general I just want to cuddle you because, well, because you're my favorite human and I really like you and because I really, really want to cuddle you. What do you mean? No, you're not just the meal that happens to be on the menu. No. I don't just want to cuddle you for nutrition. I specifically moved in with you because I wanted to cuddle you. Well, more than just cuddle, but we'll get to that. Okay. In all modesty, just look at me. Do I really look like someone who would need to snuggle someone that they didn't actually want to snuggle just because no one else was available? Do you have any idea how many people I have to literally throw fireballs at on the subway to keep them off my back? Don't worry, I aim low. Anyways, I really want to cuddle you, okay? So, what can I do to convince you that I'm honest? Oh, you believe me? Oh, great. You don't actually look convinced, though. Actually, you look like you're about to faint. Seriously, I have seen tortured souls with healthier complexions than yours. Are you nervous? Well, you don't have to be. If you have some kind of performance anxiety, let me assure you that there's not that much about getting hugged you could do wrong. And I already told you that your hugs are really, really yummy, so there is absolutely nothing for you to be nervous about. Yeah, you don't get an awful lot of hugs, I could taste that. If you're that nervous, maybe we can start with something simple, like playing with your hair. Then we can work our way up to hugging and cuddling and, well, we'll see where the road takes us, okay? Alright. How about we just sit on the couch, huh? That's a lot comfier, isn't it? Okay, you have to relax though, okay? Drop your shoulders. Mm-hmm. Breathe. This is not an exam or anything. I want you to enjoy it. Actually, if you don't enjoy it, it doesn't do much for me, so you need to relax. I'm not gonna hurt you. How about this? I will tell you exactly what I'm going to do, and if you don't like it, we just stop it right there. We'll never have to talk about it again. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a deal. Okay, great. But please be honest with yourself, okay? If you actually do like what we are doing, there's absolutely no reason to stop it, right? None of this has to be embarrassing or awkward or whatever. We're both grown-ups. If we both like it, there is no reason not to do it, right? Okay, then. Step one. I'll just lightly brush through your hair with my fingertips. Just like that. Do you like it? I can tell that you do. Why didn't we do this ages ago? This feels so nice. Okay, now, how about I just wrap my arms around you? Would that be alright? See? And just like that, we're hugging. Isn't this nice? I could really fall asleep like that. I never thought that it made much sense for the two of us to have separate bedrooms in such a small apartment. Would it be okay if I just hugged you like this all through the night? You're trying to come up with some stupid reason why we shouldn't, am I right? Come on. I know that you want to. You're just still scared of me for whatever reason. Don't be. I promise I wouldn't do anything that you don't want me to. I can still feel your shoulders and neck so tensed. You need to relax a little bit more, baby. Just let yourself go, okay? Relax every part of your body. Yeah. You can go one by one, little by little. Focus on every muscle and relax it as much as you can, okay? It's not working. Oh, that's okay. I guess when you're a little bit anxious, it's a bit hard to calm down, right? Yeah, I get that. Let me just... What? It's okay, baby. I'm just gonna give you a little massage, okay? All you have to do is just lay back and don't think about anything. Just relax, okay? I'll start with your shoulders and chest. Does that feel okay? I'm glad. Let me know if something hurts or you want me to stop, okay? I can feel so much tension here. Let me focus on this muscle. Oh, is it hurting? No? Okay. Okay, I'll go down to your stomach now. Have you been going to the bathroom okay? Sorry. You know what I mean, it's not weird. It's just that this little massage will help with your digestion. Your abs are so toned. Wow. Are you going to the gym lately? Don't lie to me. I'm sure you have. I mean, nobody gets these abs from just laying around the house. Yeah. Does this feel okay? Not feeling much tension here. I think you're starting to relax now. That's good. Just close your eyes. Yeah, close your eyes, baby. You'll be able to relax more this way. Okay. Now, empty your mind. Don't think about anything, okay? Not even me. Empty everything. Relax your entire body. Where am I going? Just massaging a bit further down. Don't worry about it, baby. Just keep your eyes closed and relax and let me take care of this, okay? Do you like how this feels? I can tell, baby. No, don't open your eyes. Keep them closed. It'll feel much better. You're doing such a good job, baby. You did so good today. I know that you worked so hard. And then when you came home and you made dinner for me. You're always such a good boy for me. I love that so much of you, you know that. That way you treat me like a princess and make me feel so special. And so hot of you. I'd been wanting to do this for a long, long time, but little by little, I just needed some time, right, to get here. But I'm so happy that we made it. I'll make you feel like you've never felt before. I'll make you feel so many things. I can already tell that you're enjoying this so much. I know you are, baby. You're doing a very good job, okay? You're relaxing so well. Of course you can touch me, baby. Touch whatever you want. I'm all yours tonight, okay? I'm all yours and you're all mine. You're mine now. I'm so happy. Good boy. You're doing so good for me. Let me hear you, baby. I want to hear those noises loud. Don't hold back, okay? Let me hear how good I'm making you feel. You're so cute. Now you can get this any night. Whenever you want. You can get this and much more. I'm gonna need so much more from you, baby. You've always been so hot. I don't even know how I managed to hold back this long. I wanted to give this to you so bad. Yeah, you like it like this? I know. Good job, baby. You're doing such a good job for me. Good boy.